Yeah, thanks, Tommy. We're live here at the end of Knockalla as the sun breaks through the clouds. It hasn't been too wet, but there has been spits of rain over the last two stages in Knockalla and on Fanad, and it just adds another dimension into the challenge at what these competitors are taking on. And the might that is the Jewel Donegal International Rally, where Callum Devine heading into Knockalla was leading by 20.9 seconds from Matt Edwards. The Polo ahead of the Citroen C3 and 20.9 seconds is what separates these two crews. Callum Devine, of course, was fastest on day one. The last number of stages, Matt Edwards has been sort of chipping away at it. If we go back to earlier in the competition, earlier in the race, it was at one stage over 28 seconds, but Edwards has managed to pull that back now to 20.9. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble are a further 17.3 adrift in their Volkswagen Polo. And Josh Moffat, who had a fastest time on one of the stages today, he is in fourth position and he's currently 4.8 adrift off third place. Alistair Fisher with Marian Evans another half a minute back, wrapping up the top five. So that's how things are panning out after the Fanad stage, where they competed, of course, over 8 kilometres due to the stage being shortened. There's a number of reasons for that, and one of those as well was the lack of marshals at times today. The Motor Club, unfortunately, have been struggling to get the numbers on the ground needed to marshal the actual stages, and it hampered the Fanad stage. They couldn't do the full 19 kilometres, so it had to be shortened down to 8 kilometres, and the fastest man over that at the time was Matt Edwards. The second time off asking the second run through Fanad, and they're working their way now as far as Knockalla. Of course, Knockalla is the big classic. This is the one that they all want to take on. Callum Devine has put in some impressive times here already today, and if we go back to 2019 as well, but probably the most entertaining and impressive driver of the lot in Knockalla has been Kevin Gallagher, who leads the modified section. He's had a splendid run so far today. On day two, he's really met his mark in the modified section in the Darien T90, and he's opened up a gap of 27.9 seconds on himself and James Stafford and another Darien. Those, of course, are the two men at the front in Class 14, and they continue to dominate that class. And really, Kevin Gallagher has been standing out on his own in the Darien today, and he's been in very, very impressive form. So he has in that Darien, and we wait to see how he does again on his home patch shortly, as the leading crews, of course, make their way down to us now. Okay, right, we do have Callum Devine here, and his navigator is Noel Sullivan, and we're live in the Highland. We're going to get driver reaction now from how Callum is feeling at the end of the second loop on day two. Noel O'Sullivan just getting out of the car and putting the helmets under the back seat. Callum has been just a few seconds off Matt Edwards today, but he does have a good enough cushion, and I suppose it's about getting it as far as the end of the day and holding on to the advantage that you have. We're just waiting on Callum to come here. Of course, a very, very talented driver. He has driven all over Europe. He's driven all over Ireland. Just waiting on Noel O'Sullivan to get back into the car as Callum joins us here now. Callum's just going to stop with us. We'll get a quick word with the rally leader. Second time around Knockalla. Callum, what was that like for you?
Yeah, we're obviously we're slower than we were the first time, to be honest. Now, we're not sure why, but yeah, that is what it is. We'll have to try and regroup in service here, try and find a bit more speed.
Yeah. Overall, today, have you been at the level that you wanted to be?
Yeah, I was this morning, to be honest, there. That middle loop now, a bit surprising now, to be honest. But yeah, we'll try and figure it out what it is. And yeah.
Okay. You're still at the front. Listen, we'll talk to you again after the next loop. Callum Devine, who feels he's just a wee bit off the pace at the end of the second loop today. Let's go as far as Matt Edwards, of course, the three-time British champion here in Donegal. Matt, good to see you again. You're smiling coming off Knockalla. How was that second run for you?
I think you better ask the co-driver. Oh, no, yeah. I just said to Gordon Noble at the start there, I watched the in-car of the first run in service, and I'll never watch it again because I made a bit of a mess. Yeah. So I was determined to put one together that I would happily watch again, and I think we did that. So
okay, what sort of time did you have in there?
41, was it?
41.7.
Was that quicker than Callum?
Yeah, by 4 or 5, yeah.
Okay, so you took another bit of time, stand out about 15 or 16 then?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, we'll talk to you later. There you go. That's Pat Edwards, three-time British champion, of course, in Donegal for the very, very first time, and having a real go today. Alistair Fisher is on the pace today as well. Alistair, how was Knock Allen the second loop for you?
Hi, Oisin. It was okay. I felt like I left a wee bit in there, to be honest. I think I'd say Josh took a bit of time, but just was sat for quite a bit at the start, just lacked a bit of confidence on the main road, but here we're still going, we're tipping away.
Yeah, and you had a big one on the previous stage. There was a bit of dirt around the wheel well, so there was.
Yeah, with a fair moment now on Kiarn Hill, so lucky to get away with it.
Yeah, that would have probably had you the fastest time if you didn't have that wee moment.
Yeah, probably would have. With a massive vibration towards the finish, but thankfully, apart from a bit of muck on the wheel, it was all right.
Okay, so you enjoyed Knock Allen then after that?
Yeah, it was good shape, lovely stage.
Okay, well done, good man. Alistair Fisher there, sitting third position overall as they head into service in Knock Allen. Who's up next? Josh Moffat had a fastest time, of course, in Cairn Hill. What's it been like since for you?
It's been good there now, yeah. And I suppose the weather's been a big help there. It's been a good day all day. And we're pushing away. We're getting closer to Ali. There's not much in it now. And
did you take much out of him in there?
3 or 4 seconds. I don't know what.
Only 1 or 2 on it now then?
Yeah. So, look, there's another 2 stages a day and a long day tomorrow. So, anything could happen yet.
And you avoided the Beals this time round?
We did, yeah. We went on a slightly different Michelin tyre there, and it's working super. It's very good there, so very happy with the car right now, yeah.
Good man. Thanks for talking to us. Best luck.
Thank you.
There you go, Josh Moffat, championship leader, of course, with Andy Hayes on board, calling the notes. Back on the pace today. Happy with the tyre choice as well. I'm going to stop Murrayan Evans, who's just coming down towards us now. Murrayan, of course, and all of the Welshmen on the top 5. Murrayan, we're past the midway point now of the Donegal International. What's your thoughts after another run over Knock Allen?
Ah, lovely. Awesome stage. And we did it a couple of years ago, but the first time through it's always hard. But now we know it a bit better. It was, yeah, really good.
Yeah, did you shave many seconds off your first time on it?
Only one. I was just saying to Killian now, it's got a bit dirty in place, and a lot of the braking points have rubbered up, so it's harder to stop the thing. But still, we're happy with it.
Okay, what can you do now in the final 2 stages of the day, Murrayan?
Get through them, I hope. Sam's pretty close to us, but I suppose he's won this rally twice. There's no shame in racing him in a WRC car, so it'll be nice to hold him off, but we'll see.
Okay, good to talk to you. Thanks for speaking to us. There you go, Murrayan Evans and Jonathan Jackson on board. Jonathan Jackson, we'll go. Callum McCourt just passing us as well here as they come off the stage on Knock Allen. Next up is going to be Sam Moffat. It's got a bit breezy up the far end of Rathmullen. We're looking down on to Buncrana in the distance, and it looks fantastic in the sunshine up here. Sam Moffat is now coming alongside us. Keith Moriarty on board. Sam is having a big, big battle with Declan Boyle in the WRC Fiestas. Sam, another run round at Knock Allen. What was that like?
Yeah, it was good. We had a lot better setup there, so a lot more comfortable with the car and really enjoying the good weather.
Yeah. You and Declan's having some fight?
Ah, sure, here. We're having a bit of fun.
Yeah, listen, you're a former winner here, so you are in Donegal. This WRC car, it's just really not at the pace of the guys that are up near the top. Can you get any closer to them, can you?
Yeah, we made a few changes. No, it seems to be we might have a bit of power, but down through any bit of technical stuff, we just can't seem to keep her pinned like you would maybe in the other cars. But look, we've still got a good car here, and we'll push on.
Yeah, third time around, Cairn Hill, you'll quick again.
Push on,
good man, there you go. He's pushing on down the road now. That's Sam Moffat. Next up, we've got a former winner, 2014 winner, Declan Boyle. James O'Reilly, of course, winner in 2013, sitting on board. Declan, you have a problem with the suspension that I know that you're not too happy about today. What was Knock Allen like?
Knock Allen wasn't too bad there, but I know from experience from doing it over the years that there's more left in it. The car is just not holding on. It's a wee bit better now than the last time, but I think our time is about 3 seconds better. But still, there's more in it, and I just can't take it out of this car. This suspension is just driving me mad.
Yeah, well, listen, still a long way to go. We're only at the midway point here, so we're...
Exactly. We'll keep chipping away, but listen, we're well back.
Okay. Thanks for talking to us, Declan. Good luck with the rest of the race. Declan Boyd, the former winner, of course, of this event. The former winners are coming thick and fast here because we've also got Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. Gary, a 2-time winner as well in the Fiesta R5. So, Gary, how do you sum up the day so far?
Yeah, today's been very straightforward compared to yesterday. Yesterday was a disaster, but we've got our heads back down today. Yeah, our times are coming and We're getting faster all the time, and we're really enjoying it.
Yeah, listen, we're live here in Highland, Knock Alice, a classic. It's a classic for a reason. You certainly enjoy that one in there, Gary.
Yeah, unbelievable. These more modern cars, like fifth gear in there, the limiter all the time over jumps. It's unreal, and it's a great feeling to be sitting inside one of these things.
Okay, listen, the best of luck for the rest of the day.
Thank you.
There you go, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy speaking to us live. Certainly one of the performers off the day, hands down, has been Kevin Gallagher. Kevin, you were leading going into Knock Alley, your home stage, by 27.9. Have you built on that, have you?
I think we've took a bit out of him. I don't know exactly how much. I think maybe seven or so. James is still going quick there too. Happy with that.
I'm sure this is the stage you look forward to all the time. It's on your back door, so it is.
Ah, it is. It's nice to get into the home one. Probably a better on there than the first time, but we're a second slower. But it's just there are a lot of gravel out now, so that's kind of as much as we can do on it anyway.
Yeah. But listen, in class 14, you've made a big statement today. You're fastest in all of them, Kevin.
Aye, we're driving kind of, you know, we're safe at the same time. We're not having any big moments, but we can't really go any quicker as we are either. You know, we're just on a nice pace.
Okay, good luck for the rest of the day.
Cheers, thank you.
There you go, Kevin Gallagher, another of the Donegal men. He's leading the modified category. We've got James Stafford here as well. James, I might just take 2 seconds of your time. Big battle between you two guys and the Darians.
Aye, you know, Asher Kevin is pushing very hard, and you know, in fairness to him, he's going very well. But we're going as hard as we can go, and we're happy where we are. So I know we're enjoying it.
You enjoyed Knock Alley?
Oh yeah, brilliant stage, absolutely brilliant. Asher's just classic stage, like, you know.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks for talking to us. There you go, James Stafford, the second modified car. We're going to speak to David Kelly, who's up next. This is the first time we could speak to David today. David in the Fiesta R5. So, David, day two of the Donegal International. This is the big one for you. It's the home event. How's it been so far?
Aye, and all, it's been great so far. I suppose we're happy to be here. The pace is mental there ahead of us. So, look, our key aim now for the rest of the evening is let whoever is ahead of us go ahead of us and keep whoever's behind us. Try to keep them behind us there, you know. So we're kind of within the top 10 there now in the International, and we have the two Darians there, which there's no catching them today in that weather, I'm afraid.
Listen, Knock Alley's a big stage, big crowds in there, thoroughly enjoyable to compete on, is it, David?
Oh yeah, it's one of the historical stages, the most historical stages in the country. So look, to get up it in this car for me is serious. I'm over the moon with it.
Okay, the best of luck with the rest of the race.
Thanks very much.
That's Donegal man David Kelly in his Fiesta R5. We'll just get Enda O'Brien on. We're also going to speak to Donegal crew Joe McGonigal and Kieran Guinea. He was, of course, down his home patch down around in his show on yesterday. Didn't go, I suppose, according to plan for you, Joe. How's today going?
Still having a few issues. I don't know. We've had the engineer plugged in. He doesn't seem to be able to fix it. But we're having a good race with David anyway, so we'll keep it at. We'll keep at it.
Third enjoyable day so far, then.
Yeah. Here, the weather's just about stay good. That's all we want.
Okay. It was raining here at the end. What was it like in there?
No, it's dry the whole way. What you call it, mental rain. You see it, but it's not really there.
So. Mental rain. Good man, Joseph. First time I heard that, mental rain. There's a new one. That's Joseph in the Ford Fiesta R5. Just looking up through the line of cars that's starting to come. We'll just stay on air for another couple of minutes because there is a few of the modified men to come this way. A few of the Donegal men. Chris Ashmore is also standing by. He's going to run through how things are sitting in the top 20 at the end of the second loop. Declan Gallagher comes towards me when it started. You probably wonder why there's no sound. He's got her turned off. He's just freewheeling her down the road. Is there a reason for that, Declan?
She's just getting a wee bit hot there at the end of the stage when you're in traffic, you know. But she's all good. Like, it's just... Yeah. Save the temperature going up, you know.
Yeah, I know when I spoke to you before the event that you would be quite happy with the top three in the modified section. You're sitting third now overall. Things going according to plan, are they?
Not too bad. I kind of suffering with the tyres a wee bit, you know. It's just that there's so much grip on Fanad and there's so much grip in there in places and they're under so much pressure. You know, we'll try and put on a harder tyre now and see if it's working any better. But now we're happy. Look, the boys behind us are on a serious charge. Like, we only took a couple of seconds off them there, but they took time out of us in Fanad and Cairn Hull. So look at it, you know, they're not going to lie down too easy. So look at it, we'll have to keep her at it.
And there's still a long way to go. Anything can happen.
Oh, it's a long rally yet now, in fairness. We get her to the Mount Errigal on Sunday evening. That's our aim, anyway.
Okay, good man. Good to talk to you. That's the Milkman, Declan Gallagher. Of course, Columba Hina sitting on board with him as well. Ryan Loughran is up next. Ryan Loughran, a man that knows Donegal very well. Gareth Doherty sitting alongside him. I know you had problems, Ryan, in the early part of this race, so you did. How's today been?
Oh, it's a bit. I haven't really had many problems, to be fair. Hey, nothing more than anybody else probably has had the whole rally. So, no, it's good. Today's good. Hey, I think we're probably trailing Declan there by five or six seconds. So, not happy enough. Hey.
Okay, enjoy the rest of the run.
Oh, I enjoyed it, yeah.
Okay, good man. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty on board. We're going to let a few of these guys maybe just come through now. Gary Kiernan away through in his Mark II Escort. He, of course, was seen as one of the leading contenders. I can tell you that Eamon Kelly is further on up the road, as is Michael Boyle. Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty just passed me as well. So there you go. That's your reaction piece from the end of the second loop here in the Dual Donegal International Rally. The second loop on day two. There is a really, really fierce battle at the front. Matt Edwards has chipped away into Callum Devine's advantage again. Callum not happy with his pace over the last couple of stages. He's looking to rectify that come the final two stages of the day. They're all heading into service now, but standing by on the line back in the studio coming in from service is Chris Ashmore, is going to have a run down in the top 20 after the stage knock Alla. Chris, over to you.
Yes, thanks, Oisin. And by the way, it's spitting rain here at service, so that could influence things in the final two stages this afternoon. So let's just recap following on from what Oisin has said. So it's Callum Devine and Nola Sullivan leading unofficially by 15.9 seconds at the end of stage 12 in their Volkswagen Polo GTI R5, ahead of Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in that Citroen C3 Rally 2. So it's still a long way to go, and that lead has narrowed from earlier on in the day. So Matt Edwards certainly making a big push. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in third place. They're 22.9 seconds adrift of second spot. And this is a real battle because Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Hyundai, they are just 0.1 second unofficially behind Fisher and Noble. So third and fourth, it's the breadth of a finger, so tight there. Fifth, as we heard from Marion Evans, going well, the Welshman. He's a further 35.9 seconds back, along with Johnson Jackson in another Apollo. And Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty in the Ford Fiesta, the WRC. That great battle that Oisin mentioned with Declan Boyle. Well, they are 2.5 seconds behind Evans and 21 seconds now between Moffat and Declan Boyle. So that has widened a little bit there. Going on through the top 10, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore are continuing to impress. Eight overall, leading Class 14. The Darien T90 GTR absolutely flying round Knockalla, and they are ahead of Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, who are in ninth. And then in 10th, it's James Stafford and Thomas Scallon. So the two Class 14, the two Darians, 18 seconds between them. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, 18 seconds ahead of Stafford and Thomas Scallon. Then we have David Kelly, the Donegal Town man, with Dino Sullivan going well, up 11th overall now. 25.1 seconds off 10th place. We heard also there from Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Geaney. They're 12th overall. In 13th, it's Ardraz, Declan Gallagher and Derek Keena. And they are 9 seconds behind McGonigal at this stage. Another little battle within the main field. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, 7 seconds now the distance between them and Gallagher and Hina. That's 13th and 14th. And then as we look down the rest of the top 20, in 15th it's Endo O'Brien and John Butler in a Volkswagen Polo GTI R5. Seamus Leonard and John McCarthy in a Ford Fiesta, they are 16th. It's Gary Kiernan and Darren O'Brien in 17th. 18th, Gareth McHale and Brian Murphy. Michael Boyle and Dermot McLafferty in another of the polos. They are in 19th overall. And making up the top 20 after stage 12, Mark Alcorn and James McNulty. So that's the situation as they head back to service. Two more stages this Saturday afternoon. At the top of the leaderboard, Callum Devine and Nola Sullivan leading by 15.9 seconds ahead of Matt Edwards and David Moynihan. Alistair Fisher is third, and just behind him, Josh Moffat. There's plenty of battles to come. Kevin Gallagher is leading the way in the modifieds. And that is the situation as we hand back to Owen.